What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
This is much more fun.
What, the Midwest?
No, the radio. Hanging out with you, Dan, from 10 to 2 every day.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's all you need there. And it's been part of the speculation regarding Matas and the jersey that he's going to wear. These guys think it's going to be basic, like, oh, look, I'm going to wear a Jordan jersey.
I didn't say that.
I'm going to take off from the free throw line like Jordan did. I want it to be the super cool t-shirt from the 92 Lithuanian team, the tie-dyed Grateful Dead thing. That's one of the coolest things
I would like
of
to see
time.
Someone take off from the three-point line. That's when I'll know.
All right, so who can you guys name the other participants? I hope you didn't look it up. We know that Matas Buzelis is the fifth Chicago Bull to participate.
Michael Jordan.
Michael, very good.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's there. Who else?
I think I'm out of answers.
Oh, come on. Seriously? Anybody?
What's his name? This one's a weird, like a one you wouldn't expect.
Get off the text line.
No,
get
no, no.
Off,
I'm not on the
text. Oh, I didn't know that was up.
I'm trying to remember his name.
I gave my guess. I'm out.
He's the he wore a headband a lot. Tyus something. Tyus Jones? Is
no,
that his name?
No.
Damn it. What's his name?
No!
Tyrus.
Tyrus.
Oh, Thomas. Tyrus Thomas.
Yeah, I remember him. The number two overall pick.
Tyrus Thomas.
Number two overall pick, right?
LSU.
How was his NBA career?
Bad. I wanted him, though, because I'm an idiot. All right, who else?
Clearly.
You have one more Hall of Famer.
Oh, Hall of Famer?
Yeah. And you have... Don't look! You're looking...
I'm not looking...
I don't like the way you're looking.
I'm looking. Look, you can see my screen.
Okay. And so one was a Hall of Famer. And
Dan is getting
nervous. One was a really, really good player. Back in the day. Pre-Jordan era. But really good player.
How long have they been doing the slam dunk contest?
Since 84. Larry Nance in the NBA, because the ABA was doing it before,
right,
that David Thompson and those guys. But yeah, the first one was in 1984.
I don't know. I don't know, Dan.
I think he actually competed in 1984. Orlando Woolridge.
Oh, okay.
And the other
onions,
one,
baby onions.
The other was Pippen.
Pippen was in the dunk
Pippen
contest?
Was.
I can't believe I forgot Pippen.
How do you say Pippen? Onions, baby
okay,
onions?
Okay, so Pippen was in the dunk contest.
Bring on, baby onions. Okay.
But none of those guys won.
Well, that's my next question. So here's, we have, just to recap here, your Bulls participants, when Matas, it'll be Buzelis, Jordan, Pippen, Woolridge, and Tyrus Thomas. Okay, here's the other name.
Poor Tyrus Thomas.
Here's the other question that I have. Among all champions of the slam dunk contest, how many at any point in their careers
were Bulls.
Were Bulls. This is a different list. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine, yeah.
Zach LaVine is one.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
How many slam dunk contest winners at some point in their career were Bulls?
You know what this exercise is doing to me right now? It's making me realize how much we don't like the dunk contest in reality. How much it has slipped through the way. Like, I grew up on Spud Webb and Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan and D. Brown.
Okay. And Spud Webb was the third ever champion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dominique Wilkins was the second ever champion. The fourth ever champion was a Chicago Bull.
Jordan.
Yeah,
I got that.
Okay, well, you know, nobody said it. We got Zach and we've got Jordan. Who else?
How many are there?
There are four more.
Four more?
There are four more champions who have been Bulls. Do not look at the text.
Blake Griffin wasn't a Bull, right?
Nope,
so, like,
correct.
Yeah, so I'm just, that's what I'm trying to tell you is I can't even come up with slam dunk champions. I've got Brian Mac Arnacher. McClung.
You're right.
Mac McClung.
He was a Windy City Bull?
He was a Bull.
He was a Chicago Bull?
Chicago Bull.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, we just had one on the show this week, I believe. Oh, no, he participated, but he didn't win. He wasn't a champion. Kendall Gill. Did he win?
He did not win.
He did not win.
He did not win.
He did participate, though.
Yes, so Mac McClung, in the COVID year, I think he played one game. He was a Windy City Bull.
Barry wasn't a Bull, was he? He was?
There's another.
Put him in the Hall
he
of
went
fame.
From the free throw line.
There you go. 1996, Brent Berry.
Wow.
Big time onions.
Cup of coffee with the Bulls.
Yeah, two more.
Eating the rim.
There it is.
Oh, no.
Two more?
Two more.
This is painful. Huh?
Two more. And this guy won it. One of them won it three times.
Just wait. Eating a lot of rim tonight.
This is a three-time winner.
Wait till we get to the dunk contest, Chuck.
It's going to be
one banana eating some rim here in Chicago.
Yep, it's going to be a smorgasbord. That's what Modest should do. He should tie a lobster bib around his neck. You know? Get up there,
Nate!
Nate, three times. Nate.
How could we forget?
Because he shouldn't have gotten it over Iguodala.
Nate
and a two-handed dunk. Daniel Tice eating rim in Bean Town with a little chowder to go.
Oh my!
Yo, you are deep in that bag.
The food lines. I like that
bag is like a magician's hat right now.
It should be Chuck calling the entire slam dunk contest with variations on rim and
just eating a lot of rim tonight.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Wait, time out.
That's what we're doing. Brought to you by. We're down to one. So we've named Mac McClung, Zach LaVine, Nate Robinson, Brent Berry, and Michael Jordan. Who is, you got one other slam dunk champion.
That was a Bull at a different time. How long was he a Bull?
A couple years.
Did they go to the playoffs when he was with them?
No. But he was not just end of bench. He played.
But he wasn't good.
He was actually pretty good. Ended up leaving the Bulls and having being a material performer for a really good team.
I have no idea. What position did he play?
He's a wing / forward.
Ding wasn't in the contest, was he?
Who?
Luol Deng? He wasn't in the...
No.
Okay, I was just making... I'm just...
No.
Me over here reaching, bro. Like...
Derek Jones Jr.?
Bingo!
Oh, I knew that. I did know that.
Put him in the Hall of Fame!
I did know that.
There it is. Studs.
Alex Caruso eating some rim in North Carolina.
I don't remember that one.
I can't believe you forgot the time that Alex Caruso.
I forgot he got in the
Chuck Swirsky rim eating club.
Man, it's Friday.
I didn't know that. Come on in.
Oh my goodness!
Tables.
Andre Drummond. You gotta hit me with the big time rim at the UC.
The trivia's got to come on like a Monday or Tuesday when I'm fully.
No, it comes when it comes, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Clearly.
So yes, Derek Jones Jr. won the slam dunk contest as a member of the Miami Heat. But he won it here in Chicago in 2020.
I can't believe how hyped you are.
Put him in the Hall of Fame!
No!
Put him in the Hall!
Stop!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
No.
Would you like to make a bet?
On what?
On the slam dunk contest.
No. We're going to make a bet on a dumbass slam dunk contest?
It was so dumb.
You're taking enough of my money. Come on. See? No.
Yo, now, because I've won a few in a row, you're going to be real cautious.
Yeah, once bitten, twice shy. No, I'm off.
No. What if I...
Who's next to eat some rim?
What if I take one player and you can have the other three?
Oh, I get the field?
Yeah.
I like the odds.
I'll take Mac.
Yeah, but he's...
No.
Fine.
You did it?
Yeah. Yeah. I just like the numbers. I like my chances.
I take it back. I'm not doing that.
No, you can't. I agreed.
I just want to see what I can
get. You can't do that. Come on now.
You can't.
Fine. You know what? If I had to donate $1 to the Dan cause, it's fine.
Plus, it would be... The I don't know if there's a three-peat out there for the dunk contest, but Mac McClung would be one of them.
You just heard... Well, I don't think Nate won 3 years in a row, though, right?
No, he won in 06, 09, and 10.
Who are the back-to-back winners?
Mac McClung won back-to-back. Zach LaVine in 2016 and 2015 won back-to-back. Then Nate Robinson did it. Jason Richardson of the Warriors did it in 03 and 02.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Miner did it twice, but Baby Jordans were interrupted by Isaiah Ryder in 94. That's still one of the nastiest dunks of all time.
Isaiah or JR?
Same thing.
I know.
Yeah, and either way, like a legit dangerous dude, too.
Okay, so I'm taking Matt McClung.
Just eating a lot of ribs tonight.
For $1.
Jordan did it two in a row, too. Jordan did it 87 and 88.
So there's no three-peat.
Even though...
When did Dominique get it?
I thought Dominique actually
beat
him that year.
Yeah, he beat him the 1 year.
But they gave it to Jordan because they were here in Chicago. Dominique won in 85 and 90.
That's underrated right there. To do it those too many years apart?
He could have done it. Remember when he was playing in France when he was like 42?
He was still dunking on everybody. It's the power leverage off 2 feet that you don't see with the...
It's the rim snap, too.
Alex Caruso eating some rim in North Carolina.
He and Sean Kemp are my favorite in-game dunkers. Because Sean Kemp used to just put people to sleep.
Yeah. There was a high school all-star game. I don't know if it wasn't the it might have been the McDonald's game. I remember we were in my freshman dorm. It was springtime, and he was from where? Is it St. John, Indiana, where Kemp is from? And that we're watching these high school players, and I think of the first 10 baskets that his team had, 8 of them were Sean Kemp dunks that were all absolutely jaw-dropping. And we're standing there going, is anybody else seeing this? And then they zoom in on him, and he's got like this impossible body for a high school kid. Just like ridiculous. Like who? And that was the first time you're like, because, you know, we didn't have all this buildup for who these names were. We'd get a magazine, like the Dick Vitale magazine would come out. And you'd see the names in the back. There might be a picture. But yeah, Sean Kemp in game was, I mean, it hurt. He'd just wreck people.
I just know he used to just point at people and it was hilarious. Because he would literally be like, I just dunked on you, and I'm laughing as I run back up and down the court.
Yeah, but even, I mean, like, Barkley had some moments, too.
Now. Oh, yeah, no, Barkley, absolutely.
Barkley would go end-to-end on you. He'd you know, pull a rebound down, or he'd catch somebody's shot and go the entire length of the floor, cross somebody over, and dunk.
One of my favorite Nike commercials ever is the Barkley, who's your role model now?
Oh, I'm not a role model.
No, but...
Barkley, the follow-up to that?
Yeah, it was a follow-up to that. Yeah. I am not a role model is great, by the way, because he shouldn't be the role model for these kids who, yeah.
Yeah. Basically says it's not his job. You be your own kid's role
model. It was one of the barbershop
Everybody know about Sagoon. Taylor Sagoon. Afrin Sagoon.
Shengun.
Shengun.
Yes, Tim. That guy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.